Teves, 6th of January, Rabbi Pinchas Jung, the Alshech on Parshas Vayigash.
And we suggest Rabbi Sefer, good morning, and Shalom Aleichem everybody, that everyone has a Chumash. The Alshech HaKodesh, along with certain other Mefarshim, connect Vayeshev, Miketz, and Vayigash. You all realize it's one Sipur, it's one Mahalach. So it would be Kedai, although the material is familiar, to have a chumish, to follow the flow I have for you. Try to be kind. The Alshech has 26 kashas in Parshas Vayigash, amongst others, in one of the series. We're going to just do, I think it is three kashas on each of those three parshas. Therefore, it would be advisable to follow them inside and give the references. And then, Leneda, the tachlis of the Shia is to answer them. With one yesod, Alshech HaKodesh is known as one of the Shivim Ponim LaTorah, Tzidach Torah's Emes, and with one major concept, he's able to not only deal with Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash, but in effect, really, everything that happens since Chet Adam Arishon till Har Sinai, it's all interconnected. And according to the time that's going to be available, we'll try to do it justice. I was asked to carry on a few minutes beyond time, because I believe your next speaker, unfortunately, can't come today. Plus, after that, I'm going to have to leave promptly, because at Stanford, where I was staying, it was too early to daven shacharis. It's only just okay to have a mikveh and a coffee, but nish shacharis, so I still have to go to daven. I was told there's a minion still at 171 Gold's Green Road, 9:15, right? No, it's before Chatzos. No, I'm not knowing to daven shachas after Chatzos. Mincha yo. Not immediately. So, you know, America is a very different time schedule, I know that. But still, we do keep to reasonable timing. And you might catch me davening mincha after Shkia, there are two shittas on that, as you know. But I'll be heading for Rav Chuna's Emet Hashem as soon as I can after the Shia in order to daven with them. Bekitzer, let's get back to our parishes over here. So we're going to start with one or two observations in Vayeshev. Now you know Rabbi said that the Malach met Yosef on his way. Yaakov, that's Kapitel Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Yudalet, Yaakov is sending Yosef on this Shlichus, Tesvov over there, page 109 in the Chumash, I believe you're all using. That's the, I think they call it Shul Chumash, don't they? Not the stone Chumash, there'll be different numbering there. So, Vayimtzu'ehu ishes a malach v'nesoye basodeh, and he's asking ma tevakesh. Now, the first observation I'm going to share with you is actually, it looks like a mere detail. It doesn't look like anything very significant. If it's Hashem, please make sure I answered all the kashas. It is majorly significant. It says basode, that's like a hey hayadiyah, in the known field. Why not besode? It's the chafeld, it's a field somewhere. That's not so important to us, which field, surely. So therefore, why is it basode? Again, it sounds like just a prat, but it's actually very significant. What is important is the Malach surely is coming to take care of Yosef. Why doesn't he just send him back home to safety? He's on a very dangerous mission over here. And then what is he asking him? Ma tevakesh? And Yosef answers, Achai anoichi mevakesh. So it's as though the Malach doesn't know. And if the Malach is aware of the danger, then once again, he has to send him back to his father. And why did the Malach tell him, he says, Hagida no li eifoy heimroim, where are my brothers in Pustah Zayin? And he says, Shemati om neilcha doisoyno, and he's sending him, as it were, into a trap. So why? So has the Malach achieved his tachlis? Has he performed as is intended or not? So these are some observations, Alshech HaKodesh back in Vayeshev. Right, then we move on to Miketz. We have to move at something of a pace in order to get everything in today. So what are the difficulties in Miketz? So Yosef is told that Paro has a dream which he needs to interpret, and Paro was understanding that this is the true interpretation. We turn now to Bereshis Mem Aleph, Posuk Lamed Zayin. Posuk Lamed Zayin tells us, Vayitav Adova Beine Paro Beine Kol Avodov, that Paro was very impressed. And beyond that, we discover that Paro is giving him advice. And he tells to Paro that Ata Yere Paro Yishnoven V'chocham, hold on, I'll tell you where that is. That is
Lamed Gimel.
Lamed Gimel, right. Lamed Gimel. Yeah, Ishnov Eretz Mitzrayim. So Paroi is told what to do. Hello, Yosef Atzadio just asked to interpret a dream. Half an hour ago you were still in jail. You came suddenly Aitzes Fada Melech, a Melech who's feared universally, and you're telling him what to do. That's quite amazing. That takes a bit of courage. And who asked you to do that? So that's another kash of the Al Sheikh HaKodesh. And later on, we find in Membeis Posuk Vov that this tremendous jump from Mikotze Lakotze, from one extreme to the other, and how Yosef becomes Hashalit HaMashbil Lechol Am Ha'oretz. He's all of a sudden second in command, in a sense, practically speaking, more powerful than Paroi. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam want Yosef, it's clear the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted it this way, to be in this position of power, in this position of significance? What shaychus did this have to the role of Yosef HaTzadik, which sort of unfolded now, and we see him in a position which surprises us somewhat? That's another problem in Parshas Miketz. So basically we have two kashas in Miketz. But now we come to this week's parsha. And I said to you, to comfort everybody, there's 26 kashas in a line in Al Sheikh HaKodesh here for Vayigash, in part of the kashas that he asks. I only want to ask you a few. The most important one of all, by a long way, is once Yosef was safe and became a free man in a position of such consequence, surely the first thing he should have done was either send a shlichus to Yaakov Avinu, Tati, I'm still alive, I'm well, and here I am in Mitzrayim in a high position, but why did he wait till much later to get that information to Yaakov? Later in the parasha we find it. Why didn't he do that as soon as he was in a position to do it? Either send a shlichus, or better still, go in person, go back to Yaakov Avinu. Then we have two more detailed kashas. And what are they? I have to watch the time. What are they? Now, in Pasuk Chof Aleph, all the way back, all the way down to chapter Mem Zayin. Let's have a look at that one. So Mem Zayin, Chof Aleph, you find that Yosef is he sort of taking advantage of his position of power there. And Ha'om Heve Mikzei Gevul Mitzrayim Ad Kotzei is shifting everybody around. Now, Rashi does bring a reason for it, but there's probably going to be a deeper reason than not to avoid embarrassing his brothers. So we want to understand Mem Zayin Chof Aleph, that the fact that Yosef recognized some need, Esa'om Heve Oisoy Le'orin, Mitzei Gevul Mitzrayim Bat Kotzei, who's shifting people around, he must have had a deeper kavona over here. And finally, this is not in the Posuk Rabbos, but it's in the Medrash. He would only give provisions to people at Bris Milah. So he was totally in charge, in a sense, almost a dictator himself, and was marked with the Mitzriyim must do Milah. Why? Why should Yosef HaTzadik be interested in this Bichlal? Why should it matter to him? Now, I will bring you another kasha, which I'm not sure that the Al Sheikh HaKodesh himself asked, but many others do ask it. Samani Elokim Lo'odoin L'chol Mitzrayim. This is back now to Mem Hei, and it is Posuk Tes. And this is how the message is to be given to Yaakov Avinu. Tell him, Bincho Yosef has something to tell you, that I become second command in Mitzrayim. This is going to provide nachas to Yaakov Avinu. This is going to satisfy him. Will he not be doubly concerned about Yosef's welfare, at least Beruchnius? I'm sorry?
Which posuk?
This posuk, that is Tes in Memhe, just after Shlishi. And similarly, you might ask, V'gadetem lo'ovies kol kavoidi b'mitzrayim. That is Pasuk Yud Gimel, part of what Yosef is asking them to report to Yaakov. Again, this doesn't seem to be in keeping with Yosef HaTzadik, with his tzidkus, and the type of thing that Yaakov Vinu should want to know. Okay, we've paved the way, we've prepared the way to talk about the yesod of the Alshich, which really is going to take care of all the kashas. But we'll have to go back to everyone individually and make sure that we really have answered it. The Alshich explains that the Ribbono Shel'Olam's plan, which involves Yidden coming down to Mitzrayim and to suffer this golus, and as many Mefarshim point out, as a hachon of Matan Torah, and why, says the Bnei Yisrael b'shem the Chido, that the raw material of Klal Yisrael was far from ready for Kabbalah Satorah, and kedei that we should have a zikuch, which usually means going through certain hardship. But hardship, as we all know, is mezakech a person, refines a person, elevates a person. So therefore we had to go through this golus, but there was a tremendous hazard in being in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, although its neighbors Eretz HaKodesh, we were first in Eretz Yisrael just now, for one simcha and kanahora came now to London for another. So Eretz Yisrael, I needn't tell you, is unique in every way. The land of Kedusha, powerhouse of Kedusha, and that's how Avraham Avinu knew in Lech Lecha where to go, Ayin Shom B'Sefurna, why he made his way to Eretz Yisrael. It was already known then as a land of his Galus Elokus, a land of Kedusha. The reverse, the opposite numbers in Mitzrayim. Mm. What Mitzrayim does, it actually can extract the negativity, the tumor that's within a person, because like begets like, and therefore that is the place the golus had to happen, but it was a dangerous operation. Dangerous, more than it is dangerous begashmias, it is dangerous beruchnias. Alkein zubta alshich hakodesh. Yosef HaTzadik, one of the very, very few given that title, was the one and only person who could bring the Shekhinah to have a foothold even in Eretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Yisrael is a different story entirely. But in Eretz Mitzrayim, it took somebody of unique spiritual strength to bring a certain level of Kedusha to even Mitzrayim, so that when the Yidden come, they should actually be able to survive, they should be able to emerge, and they should make it to Har Sinai, and the Tachlis of the Bria should be fulfilled. Now, let's start going back a little bit over here. The Malach, therefore, had to calm Yosef. He should not be too confident. He should not be convinced that the Chaloimus are going to be Niskayim here and now. And that when he comes to his brothers, that they should already recognize him as the Manik, as a kind of a Melech. V'netoye basodeh. You know what sod is? It's a nifle moit, says the Alshich HaKodesh. The ma'almim alumim b'soicha sode ot the malach margish gevein, as Yosef meint des geizan jetzt. Yosef thinks this is going to happen now. We have to somehow bring him down a notch or two. He has to go to Mitzrayim. We cannot turn him back, because otherwise the whole master plan will be wrecked, will be sabotaged. So what do we have to do? We have to make sure that on the one hand he goes to Mitzrayim, but not with that confidence, with more hachnor. Mimele the Malach says to him, Ma tevakesh, what are you looking for? And your relationship with your brothers is very strained. Zukt Yosef es achai onoichi mevakesh. I want brotherhood with them. I don't want to quarrel with them. What he's doing basically is he's putting Yosef in a mindset which will enable him, on the one hand, that he's got to get down to Mitzrayim, but not to anger the brothers to such a degree, because of course they made a major mistake about the way they saw him, about the way they identified him, but we'll come back to that as well. But the main thing is that he has to go with a certain mood of hachnor, and this was correctly achieved, and therefore the Ma'atavakesh is right, and therefore he had to tell Yosef where his brothers went, and there's no way that he could send him back to Yaakov. And this Shlichus says that Agadah Kalev ben Yisoschei in his Sefer HaTorah, he says that when Yaakov says to Yosef, Ashiveini Dovar, and it seems that the words of the tzaddik were never fulfilled, they were, but not in Vayeshev, Nishbalt, Asach Shpeter, 22 years later. And now, in today's parasha, Yosef is sending back the message, yes, Samani Elikim L'Odon L'Chol Mitzrayim. And Kol Kavoidi B'Mitzrayim. So it will answer the Samani Elikim L'Odon L'Chol Mitzrayim now, the Kol Kavoidi B'Lineida Emitzrayim will come to later. So plenty Meforashim say, Samani I have placed. Elohim should be La'odoy L'chol Mitzrayim. I've made a historic breakthrough in this Mitzrayim, this powerhouse of Tumah, at the Eibishter's Levalahus, that I've changed the nature of the whole country. And you want details? So I'll tell you now in advance some of the details. L'moshul, that all the Oichel is under the power of Yosef HaTzadik, therefore it's Tachas Yad HaShchina. Therefore you had to have this Nisoyan with Eishes Potiphar to reach the level of Tzadik Yisod Olam, that he's the one and only who has the koyach, the ability to change the very character, the very nature of Eretz Mitzrayim. And he was successful, and he was able to. So therefore he has to take charge over here, and Paro's going to be somewhat in the background, that all of a sudden everything is Tachas Yad HaShchina. So I'm going to fast forward a little bit and tell you, that's why he was mechayev them to do bris milah. The oichel stored by Yosef HaTzadik is tachas yad hakedusha. I'll give you Rabbi Yisrael a parallel. We say on Matzi Shabbos, v'yitin l'cho elekim l'tal ha-shamayim. And tzaddikim have said that v'yitin l'cho is very important. Why is v'yitin l'cho so important? Because we earn money during the week in Mitzvah Hashem. You should earn very well, everyone. But it's got to be from kedusha, like we said, it's from yishlach ezrecho mikodesh. And here too, Yosef, because it was him, he was taken care. He's shalit, he's mashbeh, he's provider, he's sustainer. So therefore, everything comes mitachas yad hakedusha. And therefore, the Mitzrayim had to do bris milah, that they shouldn't, with their tumah, maintain that level of klipa in Mitzrayim that was normally the atmosphere of the entire country. Things had to change over here. So that the Yidden, when they get to Mitzrayim, difficult as the Golus was, but they were able to emerge and they were able to get through the Shaarei Tumah and reach Har Sinai and Yisroel She'amdu al Har Sinai Pasko Zoy HaMosum Gemur at the end of Masechta Shabbos. And what does that mean? It means the following. Again, the Al Sheikh HaKadosh gives you one Mahalach going all the way from Chet Odom Rishon through the entire Sefer Bereishis and a half of Sefer Shemos with one essential central theme, and that is to dispose of the Zoyamor coming from Chet Odom Rishon. And do you remember perhaps a Chazal on Dovot Tzivu Le'elef Doir? I'm watching the time so we should get everything in. That the emes, the Torah, would have only been ready to be given to us after 1,000 doiras. But that would be impossible. We wouldn't be yet at Sinai then. So how could the world survive? How could we continue without Torah for so long? So Rebbe Hashem had to concentrate it and do it in 26 doiras, 26 begamatria, Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. But the first 20 doiras achieved almost nothing. Asura doiras meodem ad noyach. And then, as you know from Perikos, Asura doiras meodem ad Avron. So there had to be a very, very concentrated process happening from Avron to Yetzias Mitzrayim to rid us of this Zoyama. Now, the Al-Sheikh explains a lot of it in Pasha's Torah and along the way, and the stories of the Ovis and exactly what happened to them in the Nisyoinus. They deal with a certain amount of this, what he calls Miraka Zoyam, or getting rid of the Zoyama again from the Nochash HaKadmoini, from Chet Odom Rishon. We're now at the later stages of the process. So the Yidden have to go to Mitzrayim, there's no option, there's no alternative. But then again, we are aware of the tremendous dangers in Mitzrayim, especially the spiritual dangers, and here is the solution which is that the Yidden have to have Yosef HaTzadik coming 22 years in advance. These are the details, but the main principles you can see Rabbis are lighting up now. And therefore Yosef had to get there first and had to have the Nisoyin and do his Avoida, and now we can start answering some other kashas. Imagine now, as soon as Yosef becomes a Ben Choyin, a free man, he's already interpreted the dream, Paro is already, he's out of jail, before he even becomes Mishneh LeMelech, there's no way that he can send a message to his father and Koshkin not to go there. Why not? If he would let Yaakov Avinu know that he's still alive, Yaakov Avinu would have made his way to Mitzrayim. We can't let that happen. Even the great Yaakov Avinu must not come to Mitzrayim until Yosef has finished his avodah over there. And no way may Yosef leave Mitzrayim. He cannot go. He has a very intense avodah which he has to complete for Yidden to be able to get to Mitzrayim and once again survive there spiritually. Al Kain, what had to happen? He had to just keep it to himself, much as it must have been a great tzar for him too, to know that his father is still suffering. Hotnish Kanetzer, Yosef is also a Novi. Yosef is considered to be hardly different than the Shleisha Ovos in many respects. We can't go into everything in one short shiur. So Bekitsa, what happened over here is that Yosef realized he's got to be in Mitzrayim, he's got to do his avodah, and at a given point, which is in Vayigash, Ma'aru va'alu alofi. Yetz kens the guy bringing him tapna hair, and now you can tell him, Samani alekim l'odn l'chol Mitzrayim, redo elai al tamoit, honish kamoira, don't be afraid now. It would have made a little sense to be afraid of going to Mitzrayim previously, but now I've changed the very nature of this country, kens kim, you can come now. Amazing insights over here, all the Alshech HaKodesh. Now, what we need to look at as well today is a little bit about the way the brothers misjudge Yosef HaTzadik totally. And that I believe the Malbim says, they saw him as the black sheep of the family, rather like Yishmol ben Avram and Esav ben Yitzchak. And they totally misunderstood. And the reason was because Yosef HaTzadik was this type of tzadik who hid, who concealed his greatness. In our history, we've had tzaddikim like that. I don't know how much you know about Kotsk, but there they had a particular derech, which is still in a sense in the gerech sidus of today, which is to really try to hide hatznei aleches to some level of extreme. And the one who did that in Chumash was Yosef, to the point that the brothers misread him altogether. Now listen to this amazing observation on this week's parasha, and that will answer the gatem lo obvious kol kavoidi b'mitzrayim. What does it say in Pasuk? The exact wording in the Pasuk is that he said to them first time, ani Yosef oido vichoi, lo yochlu echov la nois oisoi kinivhalu miponov. Now you all heard of the Shem Mishmur. He was talking einik of the Kotzker Rebbe. He has the most amazing drushin. I believe someone here in London translated some pieces of Shem Mishmur. Yeah. Now, so he says over here, why doesn't it say Nivhalu Mimenu? They were overwhelmed when they realized this is Yosef. They couldn't believe it. They were dumbstruck. Why does it say Mipono? So he brings a comparison to the Masveh on Moshe Rabbeinu's face. The Kedusha of Moshe Rabbeinu did glow to such a degree. It wasn't shayich for him to show his face. People couldn't deal with it. Because that level of glow, that level of oyer, that level of shchina, people couldn't manage it. A similar thing was here. Yosef had the ability to conceal it. But now he realized the moment came that he has to allow them to see who he really is. And that's nivhalu daikam miponov in the pun in the face. They saw the vault. Do you know what?
Which pasuk is that?
Nivhalu miponov is, I'll tell you in a second. It is gimel. Gimel in memhei. Gimel in memhei. So it's literally his face. In other words, his tzura. In other words, his hadras ponim. So I'm gechapt. Veima medugemeinta zezarusha. It's this Yosef HaTzadik, Tzadik Yisod Olam, who embarrasses all of us all of a sudden. And therefore, they suddenly realized who he was. And therefore, he had to say, Geshunu Elai, Vayigoshen, the Mefarshim explain all this, and he said to them, Al Teyotzvu, you perhaps now feel worse than ever, Al Yicha Ben Eichem, Ki Mechatem Oisiheinu, realize that you were only Shlichim to do something that had to happen. And the Igor Kala adds here something amazing. Realize that the way you acted didn't make any sense. It's Mehashem Yotzadova. It's a bit like Yehuda and Toma, that Al Korcha Shaloi B'Toivosa, he did and had to do what he did, the relationship with Toma. And a parallel would be over here as well. Realize, my brothers, Ichonish Katanas, I think. I've got no Tanas against you because it makes no sense. I was good to you all along. You had strong tarnas against me, maybe, but to almost kill a brother, or at least to sell him, and dafka to Mitzrayim, if you look back, he's saying to them, it doesn't add up at all. Elamai, lemichya shelechani lekim lifneichem, and lemichya not just begashmias, for the sake of survival, even beruchnias. And therefore, al teotzvin, don't be upset. Now you realize who I am, now everything suddenly lights up. You know the Chofetz Chaim says here, that just like Yosef said, Ani Yosef, and all of a sudden they were all overwhelmed. But on the other hand, everything made sense. The whole puzzle fitted together. Lo sid lovoi, when there'll be his galus, galek avoid malchuscha, the Rebbein Shem will appear to us in his glory. So then the Rebbein Shem say, Ani Hashem, vetzam fe'em for tozent kashas. All the kashas that we've had, all the long galus, 2,000 years almost, they'll all be bimheriv yomenu answered. So now, there is a Yid I know well in Bar Park, and he did a perish on the entire, unbelievable, he's a balabos, on the entire Targum Yonason. He brings the Shem Yishmur and explains it further. He explains this whole Indian that a person has a Levush Gashmi. And a Malach also when he comes to this world. And Yosef HaTzadik, till this point, they didn't understand who he was, because he never revealed his true essence. And now there was a Kirun Oil upon him, which came mitzad ha-neshoma, that the neshoma was able to glow, and it was visible to them, they could see who this Yosef HaTzadik really is. He said, Be'emes, I haven't changed at all. It's just that I'm allowing you now to see who I am, v'gadetem lo'ovi. Now you tell my father, please, kavoidi kovoid, like lemanya zamercho, Chovoid at the end of his Moshiach Hanukkah refers to the neshama. Tell Tati that my neshama is intact. My neshama is unblemished by being here in Mitzrayim. Explain to him why I came down here, Lemichyo, and explain to him he has no reason to worry. He's probably scared that what will I look like now? What kind of Yid am I going to be? No, not at all. Adarabba va'adarabba, it's been very trying and very tough, but I'm still the same Yosef HaTzadik as before. Let us make sure now, because I can see the time is running out, that we have Taka Be'emes answered all the kashas, that before we leave, we know that everything that we brought up in the beginning from Vayeshev, from Miketz, and from Vayigash now fits into this picture, which Rabbeisa once again is part of the Al Shech HaKodesh broader program to connect Chet Odom Rishon all the way to Matan Torah. Once again, as the Gemara says, Yisroel She'omdol HaSinai Pasko Zoyamoson, and it had to be at least for that occasion so that we should all be Zoycha to Nevuah. Everybody was Zoycha to Nevuah B'Madregas Nevuahs Moshe that one time in our history. V'netoya Basod, I to tell you, means that Yosef HaTzadik had made a mistake in the interpretation of the Chaloim is thinking there'll be Mekuyim now, the Malach had to slow him down, noch nicht. It's going to happen, but a lot later. Careful, take it easy, relax it. So the Ma Tevakesh is to be Ma'orim, be sure that you approach the brothers in such a way you don't anger them further. And he had to tell him where they are, because it's a Malach at Gewiss Ganz Gittin, knew for sure that Yosef does need to go to Mitzrayim. Why in Miketz because in the Ma'almim Alumim B'Soy Chasodeh, the Chaloim, which we have in Yuvay Yeshev, Yosef HaTzadik thought that is immediate, but no, it's a long-term thing. Right. So it's in the Sode HaYodua. Okay. Now, indicates why did Yosef volunteer, knowing exactly who he meant. Vatoyere paro ish novin v'chocham. He knew what his shlichus is. And he knew that interpreting the dream is one part of it, but now he has to go a lot further, and he has to take over Mitzrayim. And he saw that the time is ripe now, and therefore he had to say that, because he realized what the mission is. And so to Yosemi the Shalit and the Mashbir, part of the plan of the Hashgacha, it is vital that all provisions, all michyo, panosu, once again, Rabbi says, it's got to be erlich panosu, we all know. It's got to be kosher geld, not just the hechsher on the food. So therefore, Yosef had to have it under his control. He had to take care. And once again, there was no way that he could either let his father know that he's still alive, because Yaakov for sure would have come down to see him. And for sure there was no way that he could go to visit Yaakov, because it would interrupt the essential avodah that he was doing, which was vital for the survival of Klal Yisroel. Once again, why did he move the people from one end, Mitzrayim Gavu, Mitzrayim Ad Kotzeyu, again, to uproot them from their shoilish? It's very interesting, Rabbi Yisai, Akiras Mokum, which we had to do, as you all know, is considered by many Rebbes as a major, major shal. Because where a person lives, it's Bashgocha, and usually it means his tikkun is in that place. For the moment, I mean, Mehera, Yiyagu'ula will all go to Eretz HaKodesh, but those who are here, evidently, your avodah for the moment is over here. It seems that our avodah now is in New York, and other people, it's Takin Eretz Yisrael already, and other people in different places, and Pi'arizal, they'll have to complete those tasks in the various places, and Dafka, that way, the Gula will come. So, this was part of Yosef HaTzadik's mission as well, that he had to be there, and therefore he knew he could not go now to Eretz Yisrael to his father. That would wreck the whole plan and do untold harm for Klal Yisrael in the long term. So the people, he had to move Mitzrayim Gavul, Mitzrayim Ad Kotzeyu, that their connection to the Sitra Achra, their connection to the Tumas Mitzrayim, should be weakened as far as possible, and the same thing is with Mitzvahs Mila. I want to show you, Rabbi Yisai, our time is running short now, that the Sfas Emes brings some of this, Kedarka Bakoidish, in very, very few words. He said, in the Pasa Vigaratem Lo'ovi, es kol kvoidi b'mitzrayim, he quotes the Nivhalu Miponov, which we talked about. Va'azukas vasemus ro oireshol Yosef atzadik. They suddenly saw and realized the true worth and the true glow, we're using the word, of Yosef atzadik, the oir the hadras ponim, umidosa nikrakol, which is, by the way, the mid of Yosoid, and therefore they suddenly realized. Ki hu be'emes hatzadik, says the Sfas Emes, and previously lo yochel dabu l'sholem, they couldn't understand him, they misunderstood him, they misinterpreted him totally, and now all of a sudden they're overwhelmed, they're dumbstruck, and they realize who he is, and the same idea nivhalu miponov, they could see through the outer covering, and they could see who he really was. So basically, this is it, Rabbi says. So if we want to know the key to the whole thing, the key to the whole structure, the whole drush here is the need for Yosef to be a one-man advance party. Later we have as Yehuda, Sholach Lefonav Loris Lefonav Goyshon, that's much, much later. At that point, the essential avoid of Yosef had suddenly really be completed. But initially, that Yosef to be 22 years ahead of Klal Yisroel in Mitzrayim, to really make a mapecha, a spiritual revolution, doesn't mean to change the people as much as it means to change the atmosphere of the country, the hashpur of the country, the spiritual pollution of the country, so that although on the one hand, as we were saying, Yidden had to be there for Golus, that the Yidden Adarab should leave the Zoyama over there, and be able to march to Hasinai and ready to be Mekabel the Torah. Devarim Nifloim, Rabbi Yisai, and if anybody has the time, you know, we want today Pasha sheets, an instant Devar Torah, in one, you know, like instant coffee. But for those of us, you know, in the good old days, I remember Rabbi Gedalia Hetz, Zecharei Nevoi, was Hashiva in Chdisharim, and I once walked with him, I think it was from Hendamir to go to him, he was telling me, you want to understand Sfasemes properly, you've got to learn Maral, Alshich, and Shlo HaKodesh. Now all of these Rabboisai are classic giants of a Medav Zitzin Lena, like you learn a piece of Gemara. Not many people have got the patience for it today. But if one does, these three major pillars of our Mefarshim and Gewaltiger exponents of Chazal, then you really get the Yesodis. And the Alshich was a master in this, a master in Drush. The Arizal didn't want to teach him Kabbalah. He said, your Shoresh is in Drush. But some of the things that he brings are mamish eye-openers. So if you have the time and the inclination, it's a longer fratik tzinach tonight, Rabbi Yisai. If you're not too tired after the Suda, you take out your Alshech. I still remember, you know what? We're here in Golden Green. You know who taught me this? I'll tell you. Some of you remember, a lot of you. He was my Alshech Rebbe. He used to walk from here to Hendon to where he had his own Medrash. And I still remember till this day, Parshas Vayigash, I was blown away. It was unbelievable. And that was the key. More than all the other parashas that we did there. I still remember late Friday night used to do this, and it really made a difference. So there you go. He's one of the greatest of all the Mefarshim. So give yourself a chance and enjoy.